Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight I want to present to you none other than my baby, my daughter, Tasha! Come on, make some noise in here. Come on. Y'all ready? Help us sing this. Hey, oh.
Kingdom of God arise.
cash for your structured settlement or annuity.
Good morning. Rise, shine. Be who God called you to be. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. And this morning, we rise with a new mindset, new attitude. We're moving forward. As the psalmist says, rise, be who you're called to be. The Bible tells us that any man be in Christ as a new creature, and the old man has passed away. So as a new creature in Christ Jesus, we are victorious. We are overcomers. We are priests, or a royal priesthood, the sons and daughters of Abraham. Jesus told his disciples, those that follow him, that he has given us power and authority to cast out demons, to lay hands on the sick, to speak a word in his name, and it shall be. Today, my beloved, first Wednesday of each month, we are going to decree and declare God's word to inspire you, to equip you, and to encourage you, that in order for you and I to move forward in 2017, victoriously, we must put on the whole armor of God. We must have faith. We must have faith. Why? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. And faith comes by hearing God's word. So, in order for you and I to be victorious, we must press towards a higher calling in Christ Jesus. See, knowledge is powerful. We can speak a thing as though it was, and we believe. We can move mountains by faith. Faith was described as the size of a mustard seed. So, if you plant a mustard seed into the ground, it will produce what it's showing. That same mustard seed, just imagine, if we plant the word of God in our hearts, as David said, the higher the word in our hearts that we send out, and to create a clean heart, to renew a right spirit. So the first step in moving forward victoriously, we need to plant a seed. The Bible says, 'For to be a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that seed is the word. Well, the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. That's the second step to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Because see, without moving forward with the word, with faith. Without faith, which we were created for, it's impossible to overcome the distractions, depression, oppression. God has given us a mind. Yes, he has given us a mind. And he also has given us a will. He has given us hope. He has given us peace. Peace that surpassed all understanding. Peace that man, the world can't give us. But the peace of God surpasses all understanding. So moving forward, my beloved, and we just, if you just stretch forth your hands unto the hills, which your help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord. So rise, shine, give God the glory. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, ministering music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul and body. We as the human beings, we store many things in our mind and in our hearts. Most of the time we're troubled. Troubled by the cares of this world. There are many things that kept us from moving into career because we lack knowledge, we lack wisdom, we lack understanding. But the Bible says that we have not because we ask not. We can ask, and it shall be given. We can seek, we will find. We knock, and the door will open. But we have to open up our spiritual eyes to see and to hear. So I pray that within the next 2 hours, as I minister in songs, that you would get a revelation of your purpose moving in 2017 to be whom God called you to be. So, background music is Moving Forward by Israel and New Breed. Today, we would just want to declare that all God is making all things new. When you surrender your life to Christ, the Word of God is a path, a lamp into your path, and a light into your path. So, be a new man in Christ. Let the Word of God saturate into your spirit. Joshua 1:8, God told Joshua, Joshua, if you meditate on the Word day and night, you will prosper and be successful. So, my beloved, meditate on the Word of God. Day and night. Rise, shine. Give God the glory. This is the will of God. Yes, if you make all things new, he said, follow me, as did the 12 disciples follow Jesus. They discovered a new path in life. The fishermen, the tax collectors, to tent makers, they discovered that Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us. They discovered that he was a healer, a deliverer, a peacemaker, a friend and a servant. So today, my beloved, if you moving forward for some sense, chase after you, in other words, chase after God. Chase after God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. No matter what you have to do, because we need it, the Lord more and more and more, like the God shakes us. Intercession, how we move forward, it's in our daily devotion. Prayer changes everything. James says in James 5 that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, my beloved, chase after God more and more. Sing a new song. Thank you. drifting towards a higher calling in Christ Jesus. Because we're moving forward. If you want to move forward, say with me, Lord, wrap me in your arms. You may be preparing for work. You might have other things that are pressing you this morning. You may be driving. Make sure you're got both hands on the steering wheel. Make sure you're listening. Just meditating on these words. Wrap me in your arms. It's my only heart's desire. It's my only heart's desire. All I can do is fall on my knees and cry. Cleanse me with fire and purify my heart. Draw me close, closer than before, closer than I ever been. Draw me close, closer than before. Another sentence says, draw me near to the cross. I'm drawing near. Thank you. Philippians 3:14. Paul says, I press towards the mark, the prize of a higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. Many are called, but few are chosen. Called to be ambassadors, ambassadors for Christ, and ambassadors were given assignments, territorial assignments. You may be assigned to your job, whether it be in the government or into the secular or into ministry. As an ambassador, your assignment is to let your light shine so men can see your good works to glorify the Father. This is a half an hour segment, a clarion call to the listeners, particularly I'm speaking to women who are in ministry. You've got to understand that your life is in God's hands. You have to also understand that your first ministry is to your family. God has established family as a community consisting of your husband and your children. Bible says that your husband is to love you as Christ loved the church. And likewise, you must love your husband. Spend time as a queen to her king. Time to appreciate not depreciate. Divorce is one of the enemy's schemes to separate the two whom God has put together. In the words, and let no man separate. So as victors, we must overcome, yes, the enemy's attack against the family. Again, the word says in Proverbs that a wise man builds a house. Likewise, a wise man when sold. So, this clarion call is to examine your heart. If God has called you to do the work of ministry, I invite you to be a part of the kingdom by joining me every Saturday for NBA seminar starting Saturday, the first Saturday of each month. I'd like to invite you as my guest to celebrate you, to those that are celebrating a birthday. I'd like to celebrate you all the January. Beloveds, come join me at 40 Ridge Avenue in York, PA, for a gathering celebrating new life, new mission, pursuing destiny. And on the second Saturday, for those of you who want to move forward, walking boldly with confidence, understanding that Jesus' ministry was to win souls, to heal souls. Jesus was about his Father's business. He was about pursuing fishermen, men that would go after lost souls. He went with confidence. He went as a witness. Acts 1:8 tells us to tarry until the Holy Ghost come upon us. So at the gathering, every second Saturday, we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, to live holy, which is all reasonable service, that we can model Jesus' ministry from disciples to servants. We invite you to join yours truly at 40 Ridge Avenue in York, Pennsylvania. And on the third Saturday, it's an Esther Beauty and Beyond retreat. It's a 3-day, 2-night gathering at the Four Points Sheraton in York, PA. You want to mark the date, calendar, every third Saturday, join yours truly for Esther Beauty and Beyond retreat at the Four Points Sheraton in York, PA. The address is 1650 Coronita Street, York, PA. The room rates are $105 with tax. And the retreat itself is $100. Pre-register by calling 717-379-1503 or texting me at 717-379-1503. Jesus rested after ministry. He had to retrieve himself because he poured out virtue. Was poured out in those that were lame. Some says nobody greater. Jesus, he says, he that is among you must serve one another. This is the gathering, an opportunity to serve and be served. So join me at the Esther's Beauty and Beyond Retreat every third Saturday at the Sheraton, Four Point Sheraton in York, at 1650 Tornado Street in York, PA. Likewise, my beloved, on the fourth Saturday, we're back at the Gathering Villa. The work of ministry, Paul says to Timothy, stir up the gift that is within. We have a bread ministry every Friday. Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. I'd like to share with you how giving can make a difference in the lives of those that are seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So, mark your calendar. There's something that's happening every Saturday. A day of rest. It's the Sabbath. And we know that. The Sabbath was not made for man, but man is made for the Sabbath, that is, to take time out to rest. So that as we enter in his courts with thanksgiving and his gates with praise, it's from a heart of worship. Real worship. So on the third Saturday, entering into that Sunday morning at 7 o'clock a.m., you'll experience real worship when we were created to worship God in spirit and in truth. My beloved, join me. If you need more information, give me a call at 717-379-1503. God is able to do anything. If you believe, he's able. Give me a call at 717-379-1503 or 717-999-4463. You can call into the studio at 657-383-0957. So free, it's 877-497-1796. God is able. He's able to do anything. He promised us. He will never leave us, nor forsake us. He's able. So we know he's able. Oh, 657-383-0957-877-497-1796. Yes, God is able. He's able, yes, he is. Gonna take your kingdom focus with Deborah Jackson Live on www.LawTalkRadio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about the kingdom. When Jesus was leaving and preparing the earth and preparing the disciples, preparing the disciples for his departure, he told them not to be like the hypocrites, but to watch and pray. You know, watching, the Bible says, to be of good cheer, rejoice. Be still and know that God is God. And in your prayer, he was teaching the disciples who to pray to, why to pray to, how to pray to, that his glory may be revealed. So we're going to go into a prayer at 8 a.m. And if you have a prayer request, you can give me a call at 657-383-0957 or 877-573-0957. 877-497-1796. Now, if you miss and you can't get through, and you have a 911 request, you can give us a call at 717-379-1503. It is God's will that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. So, my beloved, tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. And at 7 p.m. tonight, we're going to have a conference call with yours truly. So get your pen and paper. Take down this information. Give me a call at 712-770-4700. The access code is 992759. So give us a call for a 7 p.m. conference, a Kingdom Focus conference call with Evangelist Deborah Jackson. God is calling us to a higher place in Him to fulfill destiny. But you must understand your purpose and your kingdom of Simon. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We come. Jesus comes to give life. Life more abundantly. So join me, my beloved, tonight at 7 for a Kingdom Focus Heeding the Call conference with Evangelist Jackson. Number again is 712-770-4700. Access is 992759. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? Are you glad today? Are you glad that you woke up this morning? Many have passed on. You may. This new year, as we're pressing forth to a higher calling in Christ Jesus, that you be kingdom-minded. God has given us another year. Some of us will be, we all be celebrating a new birthday. So therefore, a new life. In this walking in the Spirit. So let this year be a new focus. Change your attitude. Change your walk. Change your talk. Be about the Father's business. These next 52 weeks, every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m., it's been a mandate. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set the captives free, no matter what it looks like. No matter what it sounds like, I must press having the mind of Christ, ministering music to soothe the mind and heal the soul, ministering from the least to the greatest, to prepare and encourage you, the listeners, to move forth. Walk in your purpose. Walk in your calling. Be who God has called you to be. Life has been bought with a price. God created us in His image to be fruitful and to multiply. So therefore, life is meaningful and purpose. God wants us to live and not die. Jesus overcame death so that you and I may live. So no matter what you're facing today, know that all power is in your hand. Why? Because the greater He that is in thee. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. When Christ descended and ascended, He sent forth the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, our Keeper, our Protector. So all power and authority is within us. The song says, open up your mouth, decree and declare the word of God upon your life, upon your family, over your finances, over your health, everything that you touch will be blessed, because you're blessed to be a blessing. I pray you all are getting this. Hallelujah. Oh, Shabbat. As we go in to prayer, let us enter into His courts with thanksgiving and His gates with praise. So, Abba Father, we thank you, Lord, for a new day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad. We're grateful. We're grateful. Yes, we're grateful that you have kept your word. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So this morning, we come to worship you in spirit and in truth. We come to give you all praise, glory, and honor. We come to acknowledge you as Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. and forgive us of our transgressions. There is many. Forgive us, O Lord. As we forgive those that transgress against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So, Father, we praise you. We praise you. We magnify your name, O God. We trust you, Lord, that as we move from our place, whether it be on a job, leaving a job, leaving the house, going to school, Lord, prepare this day. And Lord, that we be focused on the things that is ahead, the things not seen. We know that you want, you have prospered us, and you desire that we be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Father, we just come to ask you to lead, guide, and direct us in all truth. We know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That no man can come. We cannot even enter into your presence. But we know that Jesus, our intercessor, petitions, our requests. So we acknowledge Jesus as being Lord of our lives. And we lift up our hands in reverence to you. Father, we just want to be more like you. We want to behold your beauty, for your glory. For your glory, the psalmist says, she will do anything. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. This is my prayer. This is my prayer for me, for my family, my children, and their children, for my friends, even for my enemies. Let thy will be done. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit. Dwell among us. As we fellowship with Grace Temple and the Pennsylvania Diocese of the Church of the Living God, we lift up the leaders under the auspices of Bishop Ivy Hopkins and all the leaders of the Church of the Living God. Every family and every friend. We lift them up in prayer that they will be strengthened in every area of their lives, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. We pray God's will be done in each and every one's life. That as they strengthen, they will reach out and touch one person one day at a time. Oh, it says one put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. My goal and my aim that I reach 1,000 and together 1,000,000 souls for Christ. Not just to put a number, but to stir up the gift of God that is within each and every soul. That every soul will come together in unison. Psalms 138 says that we will praise the Lord with the whole heart. Before God, that we will sing praises to Him. That our worship towards Him, towards the holy temple, that we will praise His name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. Today we cry out and we have great expectations that you answer, that you will encourage us to be bold with strength in our soul, that this is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we walk in the midst of trouble, we know that you will revive us. We know that you will stretch out your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand will save us. Why? Because you, O Lord, you are perfect. And because you're perfect, you will perfect that which concerns us. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hand. This we pray in Jesus' name. My beloved, today's lesson in prayer, Psalm 138. Praise Him with the whole heart. Sing praises to Him, for He deserves out the fridge. Hallelujah. 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 It's the highest praise. Sing with me. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let's just take this moment and just cry out. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Amen.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's where, the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
We're moving forward, walking into our purpose, walking into destiny. And we invite you to join us in fulfilling purpose. I'm inviting you to become a vision partner. Habakkuk 2 says, write the vision, and they that read will run. But we know that the harvest is plentiful and labors are few. We need your time, your talent, and your treasure to help us move forward, because we're blessed. We're blessed to be a blessing. In this portion of our program, we're asking that you give a donation of $20 to help fulfill the cause of the ministry. Is to go preach the gospel into all the world, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. As the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to set the captives free, we are to give healing through the Word of God, that the blind will be able to see, to behold the beauty of the Lord, So give us a call at 717-379-1503. As a partner, we will give you, actually, we will bless you for becoming a partner. We have a outreach ministry, a mental health outreach ministry, changing lives through enrichment. And we have partnered with Bonton. Those of you that are in the Harrisburg area, Bonton is a department store that has Community Day specials. And for donation of $5, you will get not just $5, but over $500 or more in exclusive coupon savings. Not only do you get coupon savings, you also get a $10 off coupon plus a 30% off coupon. It's all about community. And as a community partner, we invite you to celebrate with us every Saturday. First Saturday is our birthday celebration. We have recognition for those that are celebrating a birthday. And today we'd like to recognize the former pastor, Dr. Maya Gonzalez-Williams, who is the founder of the Mind of Christ Ministries. Also, would like to celebrate one of my baby sisters, Kathy Madison, who's celebrating a birthday today. Also, Dr. Martin Luther King, celebrate a birthday. So if you have a birthday, text us your name and the date of your birth. If you want to add the year, that's fine too. Just thank God for waking up this morning. So again, we invite you to become a part of our vision, kingdom focus, visionary partners. We like to equip you and prepare you for the work of ministry, outreach ministry. So every second Sunday, every second Saturday, we invite you to join us at 40 Ridge Avenue. 40 Ridge Avenue for a partnership gathering. Actually, it's a gathering. If you believe that you have a call on your life and you want to profess the ministry, be about kingdom business, we invite you to join us at 40 Ridge Avenue in York, PA. Also, on the third Saturday of each month, this particular month coming up, January, we have celebrated my 58th birthday at the Sheraton Fort Point in York, PA. And we want to establish the gathering. It's a Extras Beauty and Beyond retreat. It is to be held every third Saturday of each month. So this coming month, which is actually next week, you'd like to join us? to a beauty, Esther's Beauty and Beyond. Join us next Friday, starting Friday night, meet and greet with an all-day preparation for the King. So join us from the 13th to the 14th. Actually, departure is the 15th. The cost of this conference is, retreat is $100. The room is $105 plus tax. If you like to share a room with a guest, you have that option. But give us a call for more details. Likewise, we give you the opportunity to partner, that we can go into the community to reach the young as well as the old with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're spreading the gospel with community. Community is a publication to educate, a resource guide to prevent mental health, for those that have faith diagnosis problems that have altered their lifestyle. I believe God is a healer and a deliverer. Each one. I believe, my beloved, the change will come. So, join us. If I can reach just 1,000 to join me in partnering with this ministry, an evangelistic call to do the work of ministry over the airways, throughout the land, I need 1,000 supporters with a donation of $20 or more. Moving forward, we're building, establishing the kingdom here on earth. Give me a call at 717-379-1503. God is calling us to be who He has called us to be. And our work is all about the kingdom.
It's about that time.
This is Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live.
Tonight, somebody say tonight.
That's www.blogtalkradio.
We have gathered together here
tonight at 10 o'clock.
Here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship.
The number is 712-770-4700. Access code is 99.
But I believe that's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of holy. That's what we're here tonight. That's where the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto His name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. And join us next Wednesday at 7 o'clock, same time. And tonight, again, we'd like to you to join us. Please Facebook me on Deborah Jackson Live, and I'd like to share some information tonight. I have a special guest all the way from Atlanta, from Georgia. Her name is Prophetess Jacqueline Devereaux Brown, from Pouring Oil Ministry. An end-time prophetess who has traveled throughout the world. So join us tonight at 7 o'clock on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. It's an evangelistic call, a clarion call, and the conference number is 712-770-4700. I'd like to be a guest on my program, or if you have music that you would like to minister to our listeners, give us a call at 717-379-1503. And if you'd like to be posted on our mailing list or receive emails, email me at deborahjackson2011@gmail.com. In Jesus' name we pray. And again, thank you for listening. God bless.
Tonight, I want to present to you none other than my baby, my daughter, Tasha!
Can we teach you a little check? Come on, make some noise in here. Come on. Y'all ready? Help us sing this. Sing. Oh.
Thank you.